Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It is August 28, 2021. Welcome to Radio Law Talk, another exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show. Myself, Todd Kunin, and Cal Hunter are here to talk about some very interesting things that are going on. This is going to be an interesting show because we're going to talk about R. Kelly. Now, there's so much going on with the R. Kelly case, and the good thing about talking about R. Kelly case is we've got a former prosecutor out of Tennessee and California, and now with his own criminal practice, and the star of WWE. game. What is it? A video game.
Yeah, WWE 2K19. Yeah. And a cameo in 2K20.
Yeah, there we go. And so we have Todd Kuhn here that will talk to us about, you know, a lot of this, what's going on in Chicago on this case. Yeah, there's his song. We're going to talk about immigration policy. Hey, this is another reason. Keep that song going because it applies to the next one. Immigration policy of Biden.
And the Dreamers.
Courts, the Dreamers weighing in on that. We're going to talk about eviction moratorium. This applies also to
I believe I can stay without paying a cent of rent.
Yeah, you can do that.
Does that apply to cats?
I believe I can immigrate.
Prosecutor, we're going to talk about it. Interesting, a prosecutor recuses himself of a double murder. Why? We're going to talk about that. And then wrongful death lawsuits from some guards who are getting COVID while they're working, right? I don't know how that you know is going to work out because last I checked that was workers' comp, but there are exceptions to workers' comp cases where you can go around it.
That's
and,
right.
And go third party, but we'll talk about that, and then we have a case or no case. So, but here, look, if you want to call in, you can call in at 855 Law Radio. Again, 855-529-7234. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Our Instagram, you can follow us on Instagram. Just type in Radio Law Talk on any social media app, and pretty much you're going to find us, you know, especially, you know, we go on Facebook or whatever.
We show up on the search engines, too, obviously.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And then if you want to listen to this, if you weren't able to listen to it live, you can listen to the podcast because everything's podcasted on RadioLawTalk.com. And we're on, you know, we're on Spotify, we're on iHeart, and a number of, I think we're on Google, all the main channels that have podcasts. You can listen to us. We're going to talk about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. You know, we're not giving legal advice, so just do not use us unless you're talking around the table or you know, kicking back in the living room with the in-laws. You can use us, right?
Yeah, yeah. When your father-in-law or some other person who thinks they know everything comes in and says, hey, you know, they said that this or these, the infamous they. Well, you can respond with, well, I don't know who they is, but I know on Radio Law Talk, the folks there said, and that is 100% acceptable.
That's exactly
You're
right.
All morons!
We are, and
you
we're...
See, you can say that to your family.
Yeah, yes. We can. You're all morons. But, look, the most important thing we do is a thing called case or no case. And Cal, how much time? We got enough time just to get started or
not? Oh, we can set this up. Yeah,
just set it up, and then we can go from there.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah!
And now to Redlands, California, down by Fresno. Peter Drakovic had a reputation as a bad guy and a couple of warrants out for his arrest, mostly petty stuff, theft, assault, and now car theft. Peter was walking in a neighborhood one day, saw an older Chevy C10 in a driveway, unlocked, well, just sitting there. He learned from a prison buddy how to use a shaved key to grab a C10 quickly. a commonly stolen rig. He just happened to have on him.
Wait a minute, he had a key that was made for a C10.
Had a shaved GM key and a shaved one for a Honda, the two most appropriate ones. Right. He popped the key in, tapped on it, and like magic, the door opened. Did the same thing to the ignition, and the 350 engine roared to life. And Drakovic was off on his way to see his girlfriend Zelma, a dispatcher at the sheriff's office. The owner of the vehicle saw what was happening too late, called the police. Like many dispatchers, Zelma was listening in on the scanner, and she heard the truck pull up and immediately recognized it. She kept quiet for a while, but as soon as Peter left to go to the liquor store, she called 911 to report the location of the truck. On duty, police spotted Drakovic pulled up behind him, and the chase was on. Drakovic was not used to driving such a powerful machine. He went around a corner, skidded into it, hit a power pole, down came the pole, off went the lights. The truck's owner saw this whole thing, identified himself as the victim. Police then asked the truck owner for his license and insurance card. You see, the owner had just finished restoring the truck, and it was not yet on his insurance policy, and he wasn't driving. And so he said, wait a minute. He went to his own attorney and said, maybe I should be suing Drakovic for driving my truck while he was not insured. He said, what do you think? He said to his lawyer, whom he called his ace legal beagle. He said, what do you say, my ace legal beagle? A case or no case?
All right, Cal, look, I'm going to take this one head on because we've got, I know, how much time do we have? I don't keep asking.
We got time. Go ahead.
You got time. Okay, so this is a very interesting case because it is so off the wall. Yeah. I'm just not quite sure what to think of it. But how is it that a person that is, and people can do that. You can have vehicles that you're restoring that they are not listed or you don't have a title. They have a lot of times even a title, but they're not listed on the DMV or insured. And why would you if you were working on it, correct?
Yeah.
So the fact that a criminal act occurred is not going to put the owner of the vehicle at fault in any way. So I do not think that he is going to be at fault for anything. But, you know, can he sue the guy who stole the car and drove it away and he wrecked it, correct?
Yeah. Oh, he smashed it to smithereens.
So the answer is absolutely he can. So I'm going to say this, the individual that owned the car would not be liable, and the guy who smashed it obviously can be liable. And this is not a case. It's just a scenario.
All right. Thank you, Fred Fenny. Todd Kunin, what say you? Case or no case in the case of Drakovic versus the other guy?
You know, my very first car or vehicle, I should say, when I was in high school, was a GMC. It was the GMC equivalent of the C10. And 1965, ran on propane, mind you, ran on propane.
How green.
And I can tell, and this is like back in the mid 80s. And I can also tell you that when it comes to your shaved keys, I started that thing with the screwdriver, and it had the stock ignition in it.
Yeah.
So, question for you.
Yeah.
Where was the C-10 when Nuts and Bolts convict passed by the house and saw it? Where was
in
it?
In a driveway.
It was in a driveway.
Correct. Private property.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to say that this is a case. You raised the issue about the cops asking for the insurance and registration or something like that.
Yeah,
from
they wanted to see the paperwork on the car.
Which look, I get that. You want the guy to be able to prove that that's his because in order to perfect the crime against the perpetrator, you have to identify who the victim was and establish that the ownership of the vehicle was someone other than the person who wrecked it.
Also establish a chain of ownership.
So, that's all to make sure you get the elements of the crime. Don't have any problem with that. And I believe that that he could sue. Probably wouldn't even need to have to sue because he'd probably get restitution as part of the criminal case. But I think he might be able to sue the law enforcement because they knew where that truck was. They didn't have to go hands on and make this a high speed chase that would increase the likelihood that it would destroy the vehicle. They could have gotten it at a safe harbor and not been risking anybody. So I think that's a lawsuit. I think that the car owner prevails. It's a suit and he prevails.
All right, we're going to come back right after this, and we'll hear from Denise Dirks what she thinks, and we're going to find out if this car owner is going to be liable for his car being stolen. That's bizarre. We'll be back.
All right, stay tuned. As Fred said, there's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here, including the answer to case or no case. You stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Hold on. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You are a loser. That's true.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
Welcome back. We were talking about case or no case. Then we're going to get into R. Kelly stuff. We were talking about R. Kelly stuff during the break, and we've got some interesting takes on that. You have to listen to three lawyers talking about that, and we're going to try to take it serious. Todd, we've already discussed with Todd, you've got to be careful in what you say, because Todd is our loose cannon here. Todd, look, he's a WG.
Let me just say something. So the general stuff, what about?
We all need to be careful of what we're saying. We all need to, and friends, and now the truth comes out. All of that general stuff to everybody was a smoke screen. It was looking at you, Kunin. Looking at you.
Right. Come on. We always say we, because I don't worry about what Denise. Actually, you know what, Denise? Denise is like our foundation. She's the woman that runs this thing, really, because she's the base. And then the three of us are like, we're like the three musketeers. We don't know what's going to happen. But sometimes Denise just throws out things. You're like, you got to put mute on your. You got to mute it ourselves because we're like, what? So you never know what Denise is going
to
say.
We can't use the commonly accepted term for. Well, we have to call it a mistrial now, because if we use the commonly accepted term when a jury is unable to reach a verdict, she's over there snickering like a schoolgirl. I can't believe you said that.
Yeah. I think she pops off and says something.
And then gets offended to us with
snickering like a schoolgirl. Denise, yeah. I'm sure that makes you happy to hear that.
It does.
Was that like a little kind of a jab? That
I think
wasn't,
so.
Wasn't really an appropriate thing to say on live radio?
That's Todd.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, you mean what I said?
No, not what you said. We don't worry about you.
It took a minute for you guys really to settle in and get it.
What did you say?
We talked about physical attributes of a jury.
A hung jury. I'm just saying, I remember
that's not appropriate
vividly.
That's what you call a way homer. You get the joke on the way home.
No way. All right, we were back to case or no case, and we were talking about the individual that Todd was teaching us how to start a truck. When his truck, he used a screwdriver, but anyway, this individual took a...
Very common in those old Chevy and GM ignitions. Yeah, very common. Yeah.
So anyway, this person, individual, well, I don't know what his name was, took this car that was in someone's driveway. And by the way, it was not registered, did not have any insurance on it, because he was rebuilding it and making it a nicer truck. I don't know why you would, but anyway. And then as he drove away, he went to his girlfriend's house, who was at the sheriff. She's a dispatcher at the sheriff's office. And later, as he went out to go get something, alcohol or something, she calls the 911, and they go chase him, and he crashes the car. And who's liable for the crash car? And I said, this is a great scenario, but not a case. Cal made it all up. Todd fell for it and says it is a case. And
line and sinker.
You don't need to lobby for this.
I'm going
to
lobby.
We don't know what Denise is saying.
I know, and now we're up to Denise. Denise, what say you?
What state was this in?
This was in California. It was in Redlands, California, as a matter of fact.
So I believe that there is a local ordinance that requires any vehicle to be insured and registered, and that possibly the owner could be held liable because it wasn't insured nor registered, nor was it a non-op. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm going down that line. But I also think that it's a really good scenario. So I'm kind of on the fence. I don't know if I should join Fred or if I should join Todd.
Given your aversion to joining me, we know where this is going.
I know how this is
going
to go. You know, in Sacramento, there are ordinances that stop you from doing certain types of repairs in your driveway. Did you know this? And they're not, it's not alone. Other communities have the same thing. You can't do certain level of auto repairs at your own home.
Right. I think that's true.
Yeah. You're not adding facts to this. And he also had nitrous oxide in the car.
No, he's so confused. He's throwing other stuff over the top.
Okay. I've made a decision.
Oh, it's a miracle.
No case.
Yes, she's with me. Cal, no case, no case. And Todd says it's a case, and the owner of the vehicle loses. What?
No, the owner of the vehicle wins.
Wins. Yes. Owner of the vehicle wins. Okay. Cal, tell us what happened.
Okay. So here's the deal. You know, I have a 1967 Ford F-100 that has the same kind of ignition switch in it.
Here we go, Todd.
And, you know, it's not uncommon for people to try to steal those. You can see the wanky screwdriver marks all over them all the time. However, you also must know that I made the whole thing up.
Yes! Yes! Toddy made it up. I love all that. You know why? Because it was just so well laid out, and you were sitting there on the toilet one day and you said, I'm going to make this thing up.
No, right? I was in my truck.
Okay. All right, that's how many points for me, Denise, and how many points for you?
Two points for me, two for you, and I'm at 13.
Right.
Todd is at 14, and you are at 18.
The first person to
Cal's at six. The
first person to 50, just so you know, all the other hosts have to take to dinner, so that's why we do this case or no case. Play along.
I almost expected
an elusive dinner, actually.
I almost expected you to say, and as the host of the show, I'm changing the rule. First one to 19. And I'm at 18? Okay, great. Yeah, first one to 19.
Now, next hour,
yeah,
I am going to take you to Winooski, Vermont, a very upscale area. Winooski, Vermont, where somebody got in trouble for being not so upscale. That's coming up
Winooski,
next hour.
How could you be upscale with that name, Winooski?
It's just an exclusive little enclave.
Do we have affiliates in Vermont? I don't think so. I think that's about one of the states we're not in. So we can say stuff.
Yeah. We can trash talk Vermont.
We can make fun of the name. We can make fun of all kinds of stuff.
That should be our marketing slogan. Save your town. Carry our show. We'll carry our show and no one gets teased.
You know you want to.
We're going to talk about R. Kelly. Speaking of teased, look, you know, this is the most interesting case. Oh, my God. Well, we'll talk about it after the break, but this is one of the most interesting cases. We always say, why do we have Radio Law Talk? Because Johnny Depp's always getting sued, Weinstein, you know. Not that they're the same thing, but there's always lawsuits that are interesting. This R. Kelly one now is rising to the top. And without R. Kelly's case, I don't think we have anything to talk about. But we're going to talk about how bizarre some things are. We're going to be very careful in what we say because we're live radio and we're a G-rated. I'm going to say PG when Denise comes in. But
Fred Penny with the Jedi mind trick.
We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk coming up.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800-493-6112.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y.
You
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
New Orleans prepping for a major hurricane. The National Hurricane Center's latest update has Ida about 350 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River, with maximum sustained winds of 85 miles an hour. The storm expected to make landfall on the northern Gulf Coast tomorrow, possibly as a Category 4 storm, a hurricane warning in effect for parts of Louisiana, including Metro New Orleans. Many parents may be worried about sending kids back to school as COVID shows no signs of slowing down. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying yesterday, protecting our children will take a united effort.
We know it works. Now let us unify together to follow these steps to ensure fundamentally that our children and our future are safe.
The CDC says children with underlying medical conditions like congenital heart disease, obesity, diabetes, asthma, or others could be at an increased risk. Those under the age of one also face a heightened risk. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Laptop. I like that show. No points for you.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
All right, put your seatbelts on and tighten that little strap thing really tight, because we're talking about R. Kelly right now. Again, we always say we are... and truly believe, as lawyers, myself, Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and the guy that thinks he's a lawyer, our producer, Cal Hunter.
Hey.
Look, we...
we call it three and the wannabe.
Why would I want to think I'm a lawyer? Honestly. Other than not having to go to law school and just making big money for basically doing nothing. Why would why would I want to...
Boom! Okay, three-time just... Emmy Award nominee but never a winner, Cal Hunter.
And now you know why.
Anyway, we're going to talk about R. Kelly here in a second, but we got Todd Kunin, who's looking at his cell phone, but he's going to have to talk a little bit about it. During the break, I'm going to shout out my wonderful friend, Juliet, popped up and talked to me. We're on a thing called Fireside, where we run the show live, and it's behind the scenes, and then we can talk about that later on in our shows. But Juliet, my good friend, and on Fireside, shouting you out, Juliet, to hundreds of affiliates nationwide.
That is anecdotal.
Of course it's anecdotal. It's not important, and it's not the most important thing of this show. But you know what, Cal, I want to do it, and you have the buttons where you can do all the little kitty things, and I'm just shouting out friends. Is that okay? Cal's got the button. You can go, dit, 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 little kitty bumps. Well, tell me about R. Kelly, Todd. You're the prosecutor, former prosecutor in, of the DA's office. We got he starts out, and it's in Chicago, Illinois. And what I was talking about with Juliet during the break is, and this is, the interesting thing is what people don't know, most of these girls testifying about inappropriate behavior, and we're going to go into what they're charging him with and why, remember, because there's some interesting things of why they're charging him with, and Denise, you can bring that up too. But in Illinois, the age of consent is what?
17.
17, not 18 like other places. And that's what the defense is arguing. Age of consent was 17, but there's a caveat, and we're going to get to that. Don't say the caveat. Let's tease it. You guys go ahead and lay it out. What do you think? What's going on?
Are you sure you trust me of all people with this task?
Give it to Denise.
I think maybe Denise.
Let's give it to Denise.
Denise, why don't you go ahead and lay this one out for us?
Well, this is a very interesting case because the people that are testifying, many of them are just referred to as Doe because they're victims. And they were minor children. Well, they were consent, potentially, to having sexual misconduct.
It's about time you're giving those lips.
Jane.
Wait, hold on.
Jane.
Doe!
There we go. Number one.
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry.
Keep going, Denise.
These are Jane Doe victims because, for the most part, in any criminal complaint where that's alleging crimes of a sexual nature, crimes of against minors or people at one time at minors, the victims stated in the complaint, the alleged victims, are entitled to anonymity. Eventually, at some point in time, for discovery purposes, behind the scenes, folks are going to know who they are. But the reason they do this is because any news agency, anybody can go and get the court record as a matter of public record. And if the person's name is sitting there in the complaint, then folks are parked outside the house with the news cameras and what are you doing? And there's also security issues and concerns and stuff. And so typically in these type of cases, they're all referred to using the anonymous Jane Doe or John Doe if it's a male victim.
Right. And or nephew, as this case is.
Well, yes.
It's very strange because the allegations are that that R. Kelly had inappropriate relationships with both male and female victims, and that he would call them like his daughters and nephews, and had them call him daddy. And it's a very strange kind of a case, and the testimony that's coming out is strange.
I mean,
for lack of a better description, it's very strange. But they all seem to be testifying in a manner that's very consistent. And we're not talking about mere cumulative witnesses here.
Wait, that's very important to mention. Todd, jump in. Explain cumulative witness and the issues of constitutionality because of that.
So the best way to describe this is to compare it to the Bill Cosby case. Or the Harvey Weinstein case, for that matter. But in both of those cases, there were a lot of people, a lot of female witnesses who claim to have been previous victims of the same conduct by Cosby or Weinstein in those respective trials, but who were not part of the complaint. Cosby wasn't being prosecuted for his conduct with, say, witness number one, who was just testifying as to what he had done in the past. Maybe that's because the statute of limitations had run or what have you. Now, in some jurisdictions, folks that are not named victims in the complaint can come in and testify if the prosecution can show and get the judge to believe and rule that the conduct they're going to testify is part of the modus operandi of the defendant. This is the way he goes about grooming people or what have you. In this, and that was the basis for allowing witnesses in the Weinstein and Cosby
and trial. The appeal was part of that issue.
The appeal was part of that issue where they looked at, wait a second, you let so many in, it becomes prejudicial. So the question is whether the jury is trying to decide whether you're guilty of what's charged in the complaint or if they're finding him guilty because of all the other conduct. It's not in the complaint, right?
Right, and back there, just to back up on that, is the first trial, Cosby was found not guilty, and then the second trial, he's found guilty.
He was,
I mean,
it was a
hung trial.
It was a what?
It was a what?
Hung trial. Stop it, guys.
Yes.
Stop it.
It was a mistrial.
Mistrial.
Because the jury couldn't reach a verdict.
And what happened the second trial? What did the judge do?
So in the first trial, I think the judge says, well, I'm going to let three people testify as to what happened. I'm going to limit it at three because if it was more than three, it's going to be prejudicial against Cosby. Then there's a mistrial. And then the prosecution brings the same motion and the same judge on the retrial, the same judge who found that it was prejudicial to have more than three in the first trial, comes back and says, yeah, now I'm going to let five. I'm going to let five people testify.
That were not part of the complaint.
That were not part of the complaint. And so apparently after the inability to reach a verdict, the judge no longer felt that it was prejudicial. That's just baffling to me, right? Baffling.
Okay, so set that up.
That's here's the way it's different in R. Kelly. You have a lot of people testifying to his conduct, but everybody who has testified so far is also a named victim in the complaint. So it's not cumulative because each person is testifying about how they were victimized in violation of certain statutes for which R. Kelly is being tried and facing trial. It's not cumulative.
Right. So they're victims testifying as opposed to witnesses.
That's right.
And in R. Kelly, there is another witness, and it is the person who got the marriage license. The
yes.
fraudulent marriage license and doctored the documents for, is it Aaliyah?
Aaliyah.
Yeah, for Aaliyah when she was 15, made her look like she was 18 so she could consent to getting married to R. Kelly.
And she can't testify. Why?
Because she died in an airplane crash.
In an airplane crash. That's exactly right. And so the testimony is saying, look, he groomed this person and had a supposedly a security person go get and help her get a 18, showing she's 18, driver's license or whatever.
I think
and then
it
he
was
marries
a birth
her.
Certificate. Birth,
and then he marries her, right? He's able to marry her, and therefore, these are all allegations.
Things. It does two things
right.
when they get married, right?
But these are all allegations, right?
That's true.
These are allegations.
But what does it do? What could it do? Put it that way. One, she can't testify against him because of the
right.
spousal privilege.
Right.
And two, he could make decisions for her. About her own personal body and nature and things that
right.
that could occur.
Right. We have, we have stuff about videos here we can talk about too, but I think we're still live on national radio, so I don't know if we can. Todd, tell us about what you do with your video camera.
Again, we're live. Thank you very much, Fred. Wait a second. Did somebody get the license plate of that bus that just ran me over? Good heavens. Look, R. Kelly.
Todd has a kid.
That's right. R. Kelly engaged in a lot of, is being charged with a lot of alleged weird stuff, okay? And given the nature of the testimony at this point, I'll be curious to see what sort of defense they mount once it is turned over to the defense and they can put on their case if they even choose to. It's going to be interesting to see whether or not R. Kelly testifies. He had the interview with Gayle King
right.
and I think that any defense attorney would look at that and say, I don't know that he is going to do very well if put to questions. Probably shouldn't have him testify.
No.
But we're early on. The prosecution's going to stack their best evidence early on to make an impression on the jurors. We'll see how things shake out as things go. But right now, the evidence is pretty compelling.
Yeah, and they're going to argue, why were you still with him if everything was so bad, a lot of these women. Okay, we're going to be back and talk a little bit more about R. Kelly and then talk about immigration policy and the laws. We'll be right back after this. Cal, take us out, and don't be dancing like you do behind the scenes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just want to remind people that Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon every Saturday at RadioLawTalk.com and on many great radio stations all across the USA.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Welcome back. We're talking about R. Kelly and some interesting things we got to go into, but I want to thank a couple of affiliates. First of all, KBLF and KRAC up in Redding and Red Bluff area, California, especially there in Red Bluff. We really appreciate them. One of the original radio stations to pick us up also.
Yep.
In Auburn, California, this is some of the originals, is K-High, still runs our show, and one of the first ones that is by far probably our favorite is the Amargosa Valley. And what a wonderful area that has picked us up. That's near Las Vegas, by the way, those of you who don't know. And it's got some famous things in Amargosa Valley.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you get these robocalls every once in a while and stuff. Yeah. And lately the robocall has been coming and will tell me where they're from. It says anonymous or whatever, but it says where they're from. And I got one 2 days ago from the Amargosa Valley. And I looked at it and I thought, oh, do I answer
No
it?
Way.
Do I answer it?
I wonder if it's from that little combination casino
and
but how they would get my cell number?
Gee, I wonder.
Because I used yours.
No.
Yeah, that was just that was.
Todd's
that was
making
weird.
Some phone calls up there. That's for sure. Now I got to tell you a fact. Look, we got to go to the story. When we started, this is. Are we been? Someone said. Are we almost 5 years, our show, or four and a half? Four and a half.
Four and a half
four
years.
And a half. 4.5 years. And one of our first affiliates was out of Amargosa Valley, and one of our co-hosts said, nobody's listening. This is just a small, you know, show. We're just starting out. Nobody's listening to Amargosa Valley. Sure enough, the phone rings, and Bill answers, I'm listening. It's like,
yeah,
oh, my
gosh. And he challenged everybody. He said, yeah. if there's a caller that's going to call in from Amargosa Valley, I will pay them $20. And you know who ended up paying that bill?
Yeah, who? Me.
You did?
Yeah, because he wouldn't pay it, my co-host.
He didn't bring his wallet for a few times.
Yeah, like for 5 years.
Right. Between the break, we do a thing called Fireside, which is in what's called a beta stage testing that is an app that we're going to be talking about later on in our show. And thank you, affiliates. But my good friend Stephanie came on and talked to me. Thank you, Stephanie, for being a friend and chatting with me during the break. We're all in Northern California and breathing smoky air. But back to R. Kelly, because those of you in Georgia and Pennsylvania and, you know, Oregon, they don't care about what's going on with us here. Go ahead, Todd. What was happens? Three things about R. Kelly we've got to talk about.
So three things. And for those of you that are wondering, what are we talking R. Kelly for? What did he do? He's on trial right now in Illinois. He's on trial right now, and two other trials are pending in different jurisdictions following this one. But he's on trial right now for engaging in inappropriate sexual conduct with people with minors. Essentially, to varying different degrees. That's the general way to describe what he is facing. That's why we're talking about this. And, Denise, you were talking about one thing, and that is the statute. When we talk about the elements of the statute, Fred, you raised the age of consent, but you talked about a caveat.
Right.
With the age of consent. And where were you headed with that?
So in Illinois, unlike other states, the consent age of an individual to have, let's say, a relation is 17. And most of the people testifying were 17 at the time. At least I think all of them so far at this point were 17 at the time that these alleged acts occurred with R. Kelly. So defense is starting to bring that up, but there is a caveat. And think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the issue here. You've got high school, right? How many 18-year-olds are still a senior in high school and their girlfriend's there, let's just say, and she's 17 and they're, you know, doing certain things that we don't want to talk about, right?
Playing Parcheesi.
Parcheesi, rolling dice.
Twister.
Or
right hand. Oh my gosh. Go on.
I like
jury.
Yeah.
Oh.
Go ahead. Spin the wheel. Left foot bum. Oh, what the heck?
It's not a wheel, it's a bottle, Todd.
Yeah, okay. But you were saying
there was a point to all of this.
Age of consent. Yes.
Oh yes, age of consent is the difference is the reason this law was brought up is stop laughing to me. Is it's a 5 year issue. In other words, what do you mean it's a 5 year issue? There has to be a 5 year difference of age in order for the 17-year-old to give consent. So, in other words, if a guy's 23 and his girlfriend's 17, let's see, 17, 18, 24, 22. Can you see a guy going
26?
He's 50. Like, got his fingers trying to add up, and it's the 5 year difference. But let's say 20 to make it easy. If he's 20, that's a 3 year difference, and then it falls within the consent statute. But R. Kelly was in his 30s when these girls were 17. Therefore, the argument's going to be for the prosecutors. What? No, it does not fall within the consent. Therefore, there was no consent, even though the age of 17 is consent in the state of Illinois. Not in this case. Is that what you're trying to talk about?
Well, that's what you were trying to talk about.
Okay, that's exactly so. That's why
I'm
so smart.
In California, if the age group extends beyond a certain number, there's an enhanced penalty.
Yeah.
By the way, that's our producer that thinks he's a lawyer.
That's right.
I'm just telling you. I'm
just joking.
Listen, he blames me for trying to be fairly well-read for thinking that I'm a lawyer.
Oh, I'm just teasing you, Cal.
Kind of an oxymoron.
I talked to the guy who sponsored the bill. I happen to know about the bill because I talked to the sponsor.
Yeah.
In California,
in several jurisdictions, it is a misdemeanor if the perpetrator is 18 or over, and the victim is under the age of 18. However, If it gets to be where there's more than a five-year age difference, then it's what's called a wobbler. It can be either a felony or a misdemeanor. If it's more than a 10-year age difference, it's still a wobbler, but the penalty, if it's a felony, is more than the middle term. And so, yeah, it's enhanced penalties, potential penalties, the more that age difference is apparent.
So what else about R. Kelly? Anything else before?
Yeah, well, one thing about it is the way that the prosecutors got around the statute of limitations on the underlying sexual assault is they have alleged crimes that involve RICO, and that's kind of like where there's a conspiracy and it's like a organized crime kind of a thing, yeah. And other people are involved. And they've also alleged against him the Mann Act, which is somebody taking a minor across state lines for the purpose of having sexual contact with that minor. And those are the two major issues to be watching for in this case, because that's how they're tying this all together.
And Todd, and that's Charlie Chaplin was one of the most famous Mann Act cases in the 50s, I believe, where they
yeah, he got acquitted, by the way.
I thought he had some.
The one, only one that got acquitted.
I'm going to go look that up because I thought he did like 20 months. Go ahead.
I think Chuck Berry did
Chuck
20.
Berry
Chuck
did
Berry.
Right.
Chuck Berry. You're right. You're yeah. right. Chuck yeah. Berry was
so,
the one.
So, here's why alleging RICO gets around the statute of limitations. Take embezzlement for just. We're just going to go in a different direction. Take embezzlement and let's say it occurs over somebody's embezzling money from a company. It occurs over the period of 3 years. The question is, well, when's the statute of limitations? Is it like when they first took the money, or does it statute of limitations start to tick when you're finally caught and it's the last piece of money that takes? And the fact is the statute of limitations becomes a little blurry because you have this course of conduct occurring over 3 years, and so it's from the very last part. If they didn't allege RICO in this case with R. Kelly, they would look at a date and time when he engaged in an act with a person and then say, hey, is this within or outside the statute of limitations? But by alleging RICO, it's now a course of conduct involving multiple individuals in a criminal enterprise, and so they can go back as far as they want as long as the most recent act is within the statute of limitations, and then they can bring it all in. Right. That's a novel concept. But this goes back to what I say on other cases. Be careful what you ask for as the prosecutor, because you're going to have to defend that position on appeal. And the penalty, if you don't defend it successfully on appeal, is everything gets undone and you're back to square one. So, yeah. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you talked about R. Kelly as a witness, and I think that R. Kelly may be channeling Jerry Lee Lewis, because one of the allegations, or one of the witnesses testified that he had this thing about Jerry Lee Lewis, and he compared himself to Jerry Lee Lewis, who was a 50s singer and who married his 13-year-old cousin.
Right, and not only that, he also mentioned to one of them he likes younger girls, and they testified to that. There's other things that we're not going to get into that he testified to, but we're going to end the R. Kelly when we come back, hour number two. Don't forget, this is a three-hour show. We love to talk for 3 hours, even though my kids won't listen to me for more than 30 minutes. We're going to talk about immigration policy. Supreme Court weighs in on evictions. We're going to talk about a prosecutor and why a prosecutor is bowing out in a double murder case. Cal, take us out. Join us next hour.
All right. Two more hours of Radio Law Talk are coming up at 6 minutes after the hour, either live on your local radio station, and if they decide not to carry it, you can jump over to RadioLawTalk.com and stream the rest of the show at no charge. We'll continue in a bit. Hold on.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast.
the company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.